This is Tim Murdoch. You're watching White Rabbit Radio live for March 8th, and we have a little war afoot over there in the Middle East. They're absolutely burning everything down. Hopefully you guys are having a nice weekend and everything's going okay, and you're into your area of wherever you're at. You're either in Europe, Australia, maybe New Zealand, America. I expect America to get dicey, just like the Middle East. Hopefully not as bad, but we don't know. America is relatively more energy independent now than it ever has been. It's kind of intriguing that they got everything energy independent and then they started burning down the Middle East to reshape it. But we'll go into all that, my different ideas. It looks like they're probably going to have to try to draft in America. So I'm guessing we'll have some kind of big terrorist attack, although I hope I'm wrong. You might think Trump's going to have a difficult time drafting. I would think so, but don't underestimate the public, especially if they get hit with a big terrorist attack or a few different terrorist attacks. They cannot reshape the Middle East without a giant draft. But I don't even know how you would insert troops in there without getting them blown away. It's going to be an absolute meat grinder. You think Ukraine was bad? Yikes. So, what's up, Codfish Killer? Yeah, boom, boom, Tel Aviv, Israel is toast. Well, Israel would have planned, they've been planning on this war for 40 years. The Lebanese, I mean, the last 20 years have been intense planning, but the Lebanese and the Hezbollah, meaning, and the Iranians have also been planning for 40 years. And so they all have partners that have all kinds of modern weapons that are very competent. The Chinese and the Russians appear to be very competent, in so much that the Iranians were able to target American offices. As Americans move their particular intelligence stations, the new ones are being targeted almost immediately. Of course, we don't know the whole truth. It's a problem for us. You know, first thing lost in war is the truth. I'm just more worried about it coming here. I think I need to get more fuel. I would keep the car. I would keep your cars topped up, and I would keep extra fuel, extra food and water. The war does not appear to be dying down, and even if there's a break for a few days, they still are going all in. And so I expect more and more devastating weapons to be used. I mean, they're starting to hit water plants, so that's that's depopulation. That's very fast depopulation. It's just ugly stuff. The Israelis look like they're going for some type of Middle East empire with their Sunni partners. Their Sunni partners, of course, are the Arabs running Saudi Arabia, so on and so forth. You know, full of basic slaves that they can just chip from India and places like that. And, you know, I mean, something really big to watch. Well, I don't know. Let me get into it. But something really big to watch, remind me to talk about this, is that Saudi Arabia has a defense pact with Pakistan. And at any given time, that could get tripped. And that would bring the Pakistanis in. But I think you're entering into one of these World War III bloodbaths. We want to stay the hell out of it. But Stephen Squire over there in the in Europe, I updated your sub on the website, so you're good for another year. You guys sending in subs. Power Chat is the preferred way to sub to White Rabbit Radio, by the way. Meaning, send in a super chat, put your username for Endgame Exotica, which is the paywall at White Rabbit Radio. Just like Mr. Squire did. Send in a super chat, whether you want 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, 2 years, whatever. And put your username in the super chat. And Power Chat is the cheapest right now at 7%. As far as I know, Entropy is double that number. But anyways, I do appreciate it. Water plants and oil plants, yeah, they're burning things down. But again, I'll cover that. Let me get going here. I thought this was pretty funny. Happy International Women's Day, all the women who are saving themselves for marriage. Oh my God. Roof. Rough, rough, rough. Brutal. It's the one that was caught cheating on her husband. I don't know what happened to him, but this blew me away. Birthday cake, Dubai water of the day. I've got a few warm-up links. I grabbed this because this was actually shocking to me. Water of the day, birthday cake, Dubai.
Today I'm going to be
Okay, so it's water. What's she dumping a bunch of shit in the water?
my water of the day. We're going to be doing a birthday cake Dubai chocolate.
Birthday cake, Dubai
We're
chocolate.
going to do the water. Then we're going to go with the Skinny Mix's Birthday Queen.
Skinny mix.
Zero calories, zero sugar. So we're gonna finish that one up.
All
There's
kinds of
literally nothing
chemicals.
left. So she is done. Then we're gonna do the Zerolicious Dubai Chocolate. Zero calories, zero sugar. One, two, three.
This is a chick that's got to put a bunch of shit in her coffee and water every day.
Then let's do a
I
milkshake.
don't think that zero calorie stuff is helping her.
Definitely a weird little combination.
I don't know what these chicks, what are they thinking? Crazy. Let's get after some links. I got some stuff to pull up here, and then we'll head into lots of war stuff. We'll talk some about Europe. What I think's next on the agenda for whites, obviously, don't have a home anywhere. And there's probably going to be a consolidation, to say the least. Here in Canada, they keep labeling things Dubai this or that, and they can get normies to think it's high quality, rich people food or drinks. Well, that Dubai chocolate, which I've never had it, it's like pistachio and chocolate, which are two things I do like. But I've never had any. So they have this Dubai chocolate thing. It was big in Dubai. But Dubai is not quite the influencer haven it once was. They've got some issues. Let's check this out because this influencer, he's been banned everywhere and he's kind of confused at how this works. These guys get the white nationalist treatment. Some understand it and some don't. He basically criticized Israel on his social media platforms, but let's listen.
And you won't even believe this. It doesn't stop at the Instagram being deleted. Whoever is doing this attack on me has more
It's the Jews in charge, guys.
Power than I can fathom because they got the markplummer.com, which only sells hoodies and training plans. They got the processor deleted. My Shopify payment processor has been suspended for my online coaching. Guys, I honestly think that I'm in over my head because I do not know who is doing this, but if they have the power to delete you off YouTube, delete you off Instagram, and then get your payment processor shut down, bro, like I'm genuinely concerned for my life and just know that I will never kill myself.
Oh, this is kind of par for the course if someone wants to criticize Israel, right? This is the Canadian, so you know. Zero sugar stuff always means a different type of cancerous alternative. I think you're better off with sugar, I think. This is also up in Canada, by the way. Check this out. These crazy anti-white bitches. One's black and one looks whitish, maybe.
I just feel like I'm being singled out here. You're not doing anything about the guy in the back that hasn't provided proof of payment.
Towards
I didn't
you.
even notice you.
When I was walking towards you, that was when you got up and tapped your card.
You think
And
it's
you
funny that you
clearly
singled
said to
people out?
me, and you clearly
What are you
said to
laughing
me,
about? It's not professional.
you forget to board it.
Two foreigners. are questioning this guy over his ticket on a train in Canada.
I didn't need my fare. Upon I was inspected, you were provided proof of payment. Now you're trying to push a false narrative and single me out.
Did I give you failure to provide proof of payment? I give you failure to comply with postage.
Yeah, and you're not unreasonable. Okay. As soon as I get on, you just single me out for no reason.
No, be checked.
Nothing reasonable about you.
Everyone.
Yes. And then you were
just trying to create a scene.
No,
we tapped,
no,
we
you're creating
everyone.
A scene by pushing a right, false narrative. All right, see you in court. Yeah. Be reasonable.
They're holding a streetcar just for you. And you're smoking fucking crack and meth back here.
You just gotta laugh. It's so bad. Yeah, it's a white dude filming it. But, you know. Zero sugar also spikes insulin. You guys still talking about that? Crazy. In America, they're building all kinds of neat weapons, and we may need them all one morning. That's for sure. Another American has built his own laser. Who knows how epic things will be in a few years.
My camera is only weakly sensitive to this laser's wavelength, yet it still managed to unveil the actual beast at hand. Even without careful focusing, the laser can easily set fire to my fence about 70 meters in the distance. After the fog lifted, I switched back to filming invisible light mode on my camera, which means the laser is back to being invisible the way it is in real life.
I'm not gonna lie, this feels like the kind of thing that they make new laws about.
Dude seems a little gay.
Now I just know you guys are going to comment on that propane tank. And believe me, every day the urge is there to light that thing on fire. However, it wouldn't exactly be very responsible of me. So I'm going to light this thing on fire instead. No way.
The laser punched through the steel wall super quickly. However, it wasn't able to provide the flame needed to actually ignite the gas. I decided to give it another try, and was able to briefly ignite it by keeping the laser firing at the leaking tank. I have this fire brick that I melted through earlier from close range. Let's see if I can do it again from 70 meters.
Pretty good at aiming that.
I gave the brick a solid 30-second blast from the laser, hoping that the raw power of the beam could make up for the rickety mount that the laser's sitting in.
I can't tell if I melted through it or not. It's melting. It's certainly melting there.
You heard this guy got a call from the feds to work for them? There's a handful of different guys out there building lasers, and they're getting more impressive by the day.
Should go check on it.
The laser did in fact make it all the way through the fire brick, melting an impressive portion of it and turning it into glass. Clearly, the laser spot can still reach some extreme temperatures even at this distance.
Hitting the brick from 70 meters itself is a pretty good feat.
Alright, that's actually pretty insane, because that is just light. That's wild.
Lasers be powerful and shit. Oh, let's see here. White people are 60% of the population in the United States. Meanwhile, they are like, it's the Jews. No, it's you motherfuckers too. White people are obsessed with serving Jewish supremacy. White people easily... This is social media now. This is Nick Cruz. I don't know who that is. Some socialist MMA guy. White people easily have the numbers and resources to do something about this, but they refuse to because your leaders would rather join Baal-worshipping elites. That's why many of us don't separate white people and Jewish people. You guys are ride-or-die allies. What did I say? We do have a lot of traitors. Who actually knows how many are just corrupt and power-hungry, or how many are Epstein-style blackmailed? But what I do know is that similar conditions existed among elites in generally 109 other times, and messages like this ended up being famous last words. You know. That's the way it goes. Yeah. You need me on Jake Shields? No, you don't. Jake Shields, I have a clip from him where he's... It's coming up. You'll see it. Evie's talking about... This is a funny account. A good account on X. He's talking about respect for the boomers, total no fucks given attitude of telling a Jew to go to hell from his work email. Fuck off, Zionist Jew. Straight to hell with you. Yeah, this is Mahoney Law Offices. A lot of Jews are getting told to fuck off, but they don't really care. That's their particular game. This is what you guys, I tagged this as well. One of you guys tagged this, send it in. It's good to see Mike and those guys putting up clips on places like X. This is with Ryan Dawson. Hold on here. Let me listen to this. Let's see what he has to say. We're talking about Epstein.
Do you remember Mike Benz on Joe Rogan?
Just because girls juice deals.
And Mike Benz, who was Frame Game, who was posing as like an alt-right based guy, he kept wanting to talk.
I mean, Frame Game was a name that I knew of, but I was never on a show with him and never talked to him. I really didn't have any interest in it at the time. I didn't know anything about him, but that's pretty wild that he ended up on Joe Rogan. Hold on.
Who was posing as like an alt-right based guy.
Yeah,
he kept wanting to talk to me, and of course the entire alt-right was like enthused by this guy.
He was trying to talk to all the large podcasters at the time. I mean, there was comments for me to have him on and stuff like that, but I wasn't doing interviews at the time, and I really wasn't paying attention to the guy.
Like, he's a Jew, but he's on our side, and I was like, I'm not.
I didn't know he was Jewish.
Talking to a Jew, and people were like mad at us, and then it turns out, oh, he was running a gay op. He went on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Just because girls juice deals.
He's basically saying that one of the things Epstein was doing was he was making deals with countries that maybe don't have our same norms and morals for various military things. You know, you grease those deals with the young girls. So I'm like, so you're saying our military is bribing Arab sheikhs with young girls. Is that what you're saying? And then Joe Rogan just nodding along as if, yeah, that's understandable. I get it. Yeah, sure, that's fine. That's totally cool. Well, let's tell the American people then. You're pitching that like it's okay. And then you have Tracy out here and Richard Hanania. They're like, sex trafficking is fake. It's not even real. You're a crazy person. It's just gaslighting.
Even if you go back to 2005, you had a multitude of little kids, 14, 15.
There's obviously a moral problem here.
15, 16, right. 17. They went once, got freaked out, ran home, told the parents. Grooming's also illegal. They'll be like, oh, well, they took the money. Say, okay. So,
if you
take the money, now you're a prostitute and it's your own fault. if you don't take the money, it's like, well, you already did it.
When the girl is not of age, you can't transfer agency and moral culpability to the girl. Richard Spencer was talking about this, like, oh, it was the whore's fault. Okay, so you're talking little girls whores, and Richard's like, it's fine, you'll go to the pool, you hang out, you get fucked, you get some money, and it's cool, it's a fun thing. And I'm like, you people fucking disgust me. First of all, that's illegal. And then they're like, oh, well, she brought other girls. Well, that's...
Yeah, I don't think most people understand that grooming is illegal. I mean, there is a law of consent in some states. It can go down to 16. Well, many states, meaning that if you got a 16-year-old girl and a 17-year-old guy, they can technically, with the approval of their parents, get married. But that doesn't really apply to an older dude grooming a young girl. Grooming is, again, illegal. But typically, we've never seen anything at this level being exposed.
It's illegal.
I don't think that's
grooming. You are describing grooming and sex trafficking, and you're just saying it's okay. So don't tell me that it's not real. You're just fine with it. You people are just okay with it. That's why I'm not one of you people. I never want to see you fucking people again. And if I see you, I'll probably punch you in your fucking smug face because fuck you.
If you don't like what...
Okay. Interesting point. All these guys justifying Epstein, it's not justifiable. I don't know what they're thinking. I just don't know what Epstein actually was, how he walked into that particular Jewish power structure like no Jew before him and had so much rolled at his feet, from trusts to jobs to endless money. Then, of course, you know, you have the Ghislaine Maxwell and the whole entire getting grooming young girls and whatever else he was doing, older girls and everything in between. I guess some were above 21, some under 21, but 18. It's just one giant racket. Way worse than Weinstein, but Weinstein was bad enough. He was just another variation of it. What's up, Aaron White? Hopefully you're doing okay out there. It's crazy. Intriguing. New York Times' Brett Stevens says Tucker Carlson's children and grandchildren are going to suffer the consequences for supposed anti-Semitism. Supposed anti-Semitism. Let's listen to this.
In terms of like what you're seeing, at least in terms of like the talk show or not talk show, but the kind of the podcast extremists, many of them on the right, but not a few of them also on the left, I think is a fairly ill-disguised form of anti-Semitism. I mean, you heard Tucker Carlson going off on this subject.
Frame Games was a regular on JFG. Maybe that's why I've heard the name. I don't know. There was always comments about potentially having him on, but I wasn't doing a lot of guest shows, and I wasn't really. He's talking about meme wars and blah, 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 blah. It's Ghislaine. I thought it was Ghislaine. There's not an S in it? Not that I care.
At least in terms of like the talk show, or not talk show, but the kind of the podcast extremists, many of them on the right, but not a few of them also on the left, I think is a fairly ill-disguised form of anti-Semitism. I mean, you heard Tucker Carlson going off on this subject. A number of them have seized on a kind of a fumbled answer from Marco Rubio to suggest that somehow Israel dragged us into this war, as if Trump has not wanted to get rid of this regime probably since 1979. You know, I basically feel sorry for those people. I feel sorry for Tucker. You know, Father Coughlin is...
He doesn't feel sorry for Tucker. He despises Tucker. That much is obvious.
Today remembered as one of the most heinous and despicable figures in American history. This was the Catholic priest who was a raging anti-Semite and isolationist on the eve of World War II. And that's a...
Father Coughlin was a legend.
Essentially the reputation that Tucker is now creating for himself. I'm sure he's making a lot of money. I'm sure he's getting a lot of... he's certainly getting a lot of attention for himself. But he's not only just discrediting himself as a serious commentator...
So this is a Jewish guy talking to a Jewish guy.
But his children, his grandchildren, are going to have to live with the shame that their grandfather... or father or grandfather came out as a kind of a increasingly flagrant anti-Semite. I can't think of any example in history when a screaming anti-Semite was well remembered by people.
I don't know. I think more and more people on the planet do. These guys are gaslighting themselves because there's more and more people on the planet realize that those classic criticisms of the Jews was accurate. I don't know. Yeah, imagine being an anti-Semite. How horrible. Catholic priest on Sean Ryan was talking about Jews no longer God's chosen since they turned from Jesus. That's a classic Christian view in the West. The church is the new ark. That type of thing. There's just a lot of churches in the West. You know? A lot of it. Oh, here we go. This is someone was asking about Jake Shields. This is Jake Shields Fight Back Podcast. Asmongold is obviously Jewish. Look at the face shape. It's like Jerry Seinfeld. He even had a handle with the name Gold. He's a Jew. I mean, you really got to have evidence when you go down this road, this type of white nationalist road, where you're just ultimately going to get your head blown off if you're not right.
Sounds going nuts about a school getting bombed. Oh, a school got bombed? Yeah, I didn't see that. I mean, again, any time that I hear somebody trying to cry and get upset about like, oh my God, Israel and America bombed a school, Iran killed thousands of their own people, and nobody was really talking about that at all. So, yeah, I mean, if a school gets bombed and kids get killed, it's sad. It's obviously a tragedy, but it's collateral damage in a war, and it's inevitable, number one. And number two, you know, if they didn't...
You're not going to... I can't imagine... Well, I don't know. There's a lot of big YouTubers that are critical of Zog these days. They're critical of a lot of different things, but those are the trends. You have to be. But I'm kind of surprised he's coming out on the side of war. I wonder if he's going to come out when the actual casualties start coming in and if they try to go for a draft.
Want that to happen, maybe they shouldn't have been funding terror groups and antagonizing a world superpower like America. Like if you, and this is what I think is ridiculous, right? Is that
America has bases all around Rand. All around Iran, America is just sitting there and Iran's antagonizing. I don't think Iran has really started antagonizing America yet. That's what scares me.
How is it that you can antagonize?
And most certainly China and Russia haven't even started.
Agonize somebody for so many years, and then they...
Asmongold is now new to the political angle.
Attack you back, and now you're the victim. What the hell did you expect? It's kids? I mean, nobody wants to kill them. I mean, that's not even what's happening. And also, Iran had no problem going out there, and they said in plain English, we will kill your children if they're saying the wrong things. So
yeah, the Iranian regime is a regime, but it's not, I don't know. When it comes down to the particular Muslim situation, what's funny is everything gets built up around the Sunnis. Sunnis make up 80% of Islam, roughly. Some say 85%. We'll go with 80%. The Dubais, the UAEs, the Turks, the Pakistanis, Sunni Islam's run out of course, Saudi Arabia, very much partners with Israel. Shia is kind of like an outcast post the split from Muhammad. And Shia Islam, of course, is run out of Iran, and it's just big in the Middle East. It's 15% of the Muslim population on the planet, 20%, let's say, I guess since I'm going 80-20. But they're 50-50 in the Middle East. What's ironic when you really look at the problems being caused, let's say in the West and everything else, you're going to have the vast majority are going to be Sunni when you have all these particular issues simply by numbers game. Now Shia Islam has its radicals. They definitely have their end time radicals and their end time, all the big three religions do. You know, Christianity has its end-time crazies. Judaism has it. You guys know it in spades. Sunni Islam and Shia Islam both have their end-time crazies. But Shia Islam, just by numbers, they're just big numbers in the Middle East. They don't have big numbers anywhere else. You know. Iran, Syria, Lebanon are Shia, never attacked any country first. Jews hate them. Well, they don't control them. They don't control Shia Islam. There's major splits, and that's a problem. Bahrain, by the way, is now... I can't tell what's really going on and what's true, but Bahrain is basically a Sunni dictator over a Shia population, and that's where Uncle Sam's kind of been sitting there for quite a while, and that is a very explosive situation, much more explosive even than Yemen. And, of course, the Houthis, there are other Shia groups in the Middle East. They're just outside of that crescent you're pointing to, which goes from Iran through Iraq, through Syria, into Lebanon and Hezbollah. Which Hezbollah, of course, you know, someone was asking me how many missiles I think they actually have in the Middle East. Like Hezbollah, I think probably, I just don't know how many solid fuel. But at one time, they were saying probably 250,000. And I've got a lot, you know. Well, they're going to reshape the Middle East. That's what this is about, including wiping out populations. I don't think they can do it without a draft. But if you're talking nuclear, which it may go towards some type of... They have rough stuff they can use besides nuclear, by the way. Iran will as well. They don't have to use nukes. They've got other things that are, you know, final solutions with no air pollution. I'm sure of it. I just don't know what it would look like the next morning. The balance of Sunni and Shia in Lebanon is very close. Yeah, it's 50-50 across the Middle East. That's what most don't understand. And there are differences. Now, those differences could be... probably ironed out, but Israel would never allow that. The House of Saud, no matter what they say publicly, will not allow that. Now, the Arab Street believes that all these Sunni leaders are Jews. So the Arab Street is basically kind of like a white nationalist type deal where they think everyone in charge is a Jew. If you're not fighting Israel, you must be a Jew. That's their opinion. Moldbug is trying to black pill all whites and you're black pilling. Yeah, Moldbug, these guys have a problem here.
What you're seeing, especially in what used to be called the white dominions, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, especially is you're seeing they're starting to speed run. They're starting to come out of their crouch and basically just be like, yeah, actually, we're, I mean, in the 21st century, I think they've increased the population.
Jordan is like 95% Sunni. Yeah, so is Saudi Arabia. But I'm talking about across the Middle East. Then you have other places like Bahrain, which is like a Shia powder keg, and you have Yemen, which has this minority Houthis. But the Shia are only the majority in a crescent area. Other than that, you have, you know, just different spots of them.
Population of Canada by like 35%. Right. And so even that is small. Even that is small. The Spanish government was just like, we're going to legalize 500,000. Oh, but that's just an estimate. That's just an estimate of how many people that plan will suck in. It probably will be more like over a million. Right. And so, you know, and those people are Schengen. They can go anywhere in Europe. And you will see them do that. And so what you could see in the U.S., if basically the next time Democrats win the presidency, people look a bit like mass immigration. Like, no, we have not seen mass immigration. We have no idea what mass immigration is. Mass immigration is not 2 million people entering the U.S. a year. Mass immigration starts, I would not call it mass until it was like 10 a year. And like mass immigration is really the 10 to 50 to 100 million a year.
But that's what could spark civil war.
No, no.
I don't know. I'm seeing
no,
it here.
No, because people have no balls. People have no balls.
It's kind of being disingenuous for him to say this because the neocons were bragging openly that Americans are too medicated to revolt. It's almost like a dark, ominous plan of theirs was to make sure so much shit is in the food supply, and although I can't prove this, so much shit is in the food supply and so much shit is going around that there's no way that Americans will ever be able to do anything, you know? So this is, you know.
And actually, like, you know, they will not resist.
Disingenuous.
They will not resist. All of, you know, the thought that they will get their muskets and put on their tri-cornered hats or whatever. You know, when you go back and you go back into the period when people actually did this, you're just like, fuck, these people are completely alien to us. Never happened. It won't happen at all. What will happen is exactly what happened in South Africa, which is they will just acknowledge that they've lost all of their power forever, and then they will sit quietly in their houses and build more and more barbed wire and electric fences until finally they are exterminated in one big pogrom. That's the future.
I think what's going to happen is you're going to have a consolidation of whites. But this war... this war could bring all kinds of interesting changes. You know, I'm curious if he'll end up in the Middle East in the big empire going on in the Middle East over there. Hold on, let me see what we got here. Oh, I needed to hold on. I gotta find this clip. I thought this was funny. Branka, I don't know how many of you guys watch him, Andrew Branka. The average IQ in India is 76, a single point above mentally retarded. 300 million of them sit in open ground every day. And fraud researcher had to invent an infinity fraud category just for India. Which is kind of funny. Branka's, they keep talking about India nonstop online. And it generally gets a lot of hits. People just don't like Indian. You know, and they don't like India. They've kind of worn out their welcome. It seems like everywhere on the planet. But I thought this was funny. This is apropos for the next clip, and then we'll be heading into the war stuff. He's trying to get a selfie. That had to hurt. That had to friggin' hurt. That's hilarious. Let's see here. Now, this should piss you off. 30,000 euros. An Indian family who arrived in Ireland 3 years ago.
In my video, I'm joined by Atulia, who's an Indian lady who has just recently bought a house there in, well, not too far away. She'll tell us herself. And I thought it would be useful if I just asked her some questions about the process and about her experience and so on. So
she's just buying, they're buying up real estate in Ireland. You can't buy real estate in Ireland, but she can, with the help of the government, of course.
Oh, it should be useful for anybody who's considering buying a house, especially a new house, but obviously it may be helpful as well to people buying a second-hand house. So, Atulia, can you just tell me a little bit about yourself? Are you single or are you married? Or?
Yeah, I'm married, and we moved into Ireland like 3 years back, and due to the rent issues and the increasing in the rent and things, we started to think about purchasing a home.
Very good.
And we were confused about buying a second-hand home or the first-hand home. But then we finally decided to avail the help to buy scheme and all those stuff. So we finally decided to move to buying a home,
yeah,
which is new. So that's the story.
And you did very well, though. I mean, if you're only in Ireland 3 years, are you? Only 3 years?
Yeah, yeah.
And when did you first think about buying them, seriously think about buying here?
After 1.5 years, because then later...
You're fed up with the rent, were
yes,
you?
Yes, correct. Yeah, like, yeah. It's too much, yeah.
And what made it, decide that now was a good time to buy? Or did you just say that you had enough in terms of the rent and so on? And
Also, the price rising in the rent price was concerning for us, and also the increasing in the price of the houses as well. So we thought like it's the right time to buy it now, or else we cannot even thinking about buying it. Like that's the
in the future.
Yes.
And were you nervous about buying then in the current market?
Yes, of course, yeah. First, we thought to buy a second-hand home, but when we started looking for it, the auction price or the bidding price is crazy.
Yeah.
We couldn't,
let's flood Ireland with a bunch of people and then watch real estate prices go through the roof.
It scared us totally.
How did you figure out then how much you could actually afford?
We checked with the bank, how much we can borrow. So that's the main thing which we checked first initially. We asked for a financial advice with a financial solution. So they advised us to go to the bank and check how much we can borrow and everything. So we finally concluded this much amount we can actually buy. And we initially, after 1 year itself, we started saving some money.
Very good.
So that's the main thing. Some of our friends who already bought the home, they already told us to save some money for the house particularly.
How long did it take you to save your deposit?
It's for both of us, it took 1 year, 1.5 years.
That was very good, very good.
Yeah.
And did the Help to Buy scheme then and the First Home scheme play any role in your purchase?
This is the I should have skipped it right to the end. This is the First Home scheme that they get into. The idea that foreigners can walk in and get involved in this. Listen to this.
Yes, Help to Buy scheme played us they gave us around 30,000 initially, which
that's
helped.
The maximum, is it?
Yes, we availed that amount and it totally helped us.
And they were able to buy a home with 30,000 from the government.
And the First Home scheme.
No.
You didn't avail of the First Home scheme. Why didn't you go for that as a matter of interest?
We actually got the 30,000, so there is not more.
You can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not.
I wonder how difficult it is for the average native Irish to get that 30 grand. You know? So, intriguing. But let's move on. We've got a bunch of war stuff coming up. We have an interview with Sam Melia this Friday at 5 p.m. It'll be a little bit earlier because he's in the UK. Keep that in mind. Tune in Friday. Wednesday, I'll either be live or it will be paywall again. I probably will go to the paywall a couple Wednesdays a month just to keep from making so much content, so many live streams. I effing hate Jeet so much. Well, it's just too many. And you need an all-white space somewhere to break out. But anyways, let's go into some more. This is kind of entertaining. This is Gypsy Crusader, and he's talking to some guys in the army.
Wait a second.
Oh my God, this guy!
What's going on, fellas? How's things going? Son of a bitch!
He's got a Joker outfit with a National Socialist hat.
How's things going? Son of a bitch!
Hey, dude, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. Are you guys all right over there? Well, let me just say before I start. Let me just say thank you for your service. I am a little bit sad that you guys might have to die for Israel. That makes me pretty sad.
They don't know what
because
to do.
God, dude, listen, dude, I know.
Anything for you, Riddler.
I know that Sanchez and Enrique probably might not understand what I'm about to try to break down to you, but let me try for the white guys because I'm sure they do. So what I'm saying is if you guys could just, like, whoever's got, like, the key, you know, the key to hit the nuclear shit, if you could just aim that shit at Israel, and then right after it hits,
fuck yeah,
like this, you know what I mean, right after it hits,
These guys are so needed, they probably won't even get thrown out of the military for this.
Where are the black recruits?
We're on a TikTok right now. I'm gonna go.
Yeah. He said where the black guys are.
Where are the nigger recruits? Is there any there? Yeah, it's going on TikTok. You goddamn right it is.
That's pretty funny though. It made me laugh. I don't know. What did they think was gonna happen? Right. I mean, worst case scenario, all those white guys, whatever, they looked like there was definitely some white guys there. Maybe some Hispanics as well. I didn't see any blacks. Did you? Looked like a Hispanic walked up toward the end. But if worst case scenario, those white guys get kicked out of the military, he'll have done them a great service. You know? The blacks are all cooks or non-combat roles. Well, those non-combat roles are problematic when you start getting lit the fuck up. They're lighting up everything. It's pretty funny, though. There's a lot of AI coming out. Let me play some Boomer AI. Some of it's kind of funny. The magic carpet firing at the F-35. Okay, magic carpet F-35. Let's see what we got here. It's magic carpet AK-47. Entertaining, though. Entertaining nonetheless. The United States has spent $8 trillion fighting and policing in the Middle East. Thousands of our great soldiers have died or been badly wounded. Millions of people have died on the other side. Going into the Middle East is the worst decision ever made. October 9th, 2019, Donald J. Trump. Yeah, he should have listened to himself. But, of course, he didn't have himself blackmailed. Netanyahu does have him by the balls, you know. Yeah, that was Iran's famed brigade of flying carpet fighters. It'd be cool. Could use a flying carpet. You know? Yeah. Let's hear what the Jews have to say, since this is their final war. This will bring about the rise of their Messiah. It's going to make us all chip slaves or whatever.
The current non-Jewish Messiah was chosen to be of service to the Jewish people and the Jewish Messiah. President Trump's right ear was grazed in a symbolic gesture of Exodus 21:6.
Holy shit.
Jewish people and the Jewish Messiah. President Trump's right ear was grazed in a symbolic gesture of Exodus 21:6, where the Torah states that a servant who wants to remain with his master needs to have his right ear pierced. Trump was designated as God's servant and anointed one, just like Cyrus the Great almost 2,400 years ago. We have clarified in several videos that the absolute deadline for the redemption is by the end of the Jewish year 5,787, which corresponds to October 2, 2027, 1,167 days from today. Thus, the redemption will surely occur during Donald Trump's tenure. And I have good reason to believe Donald Trump was chosen to be the one to redeem the sins of Esav through offering his assistance in rebuilding the Holy Temple on the Temple Mount and establishing the Jewish kingdom over all of mankind in Jerusalem. Perhaps it is no accident that the numeric value of Donald Trump in Hebrew is the same as Messiah, son of David, Mashiach ben David, 425.
Now, there's a Messiah of war and a Messiah of peace. And there's always been speculation that Trump or Netanyahu is Messiah of war. I don't know.
Four. However,
these guys are nuts, though.
Donald Trump is mistaken if he thinks he was chosen to make America great again. He will no doubt do a lot of good things to strengthen our economy, protect our borders, and allow religious freedom to flourish. But America will never become a great country on its own, because Esav's days are numbered. All are elite.
Okay, so he's going to atone for Esav's sins. That's white people. But then we all get destroyed anyways. Okay.
Institutions and centers of power and influence are rotten through and through.
Yeah, this is a famous No More News clip. I saw it again. This stuff is all over the place. I remember this from a few years back. I thought I'd play it.
The majority of Americans under 30 who are college educated and who are the future leaders of America support the vicious monsters of Hamas rather than the holy and courageous soldiers of the IDF. No human being, even Donald Trump, can reverse this. No. The greatness of America does not lie in its own success. America will be great when the Messiah comes. And the leader of this country, on behalf of all the good people in this country, will humbly present himself to the Jewish Messiah and ask him to accept the United States of America into a new alliance of countries who accept the leadership of the Messiah. A new United Nations will replace the current cesspool that goes by that fraudulent name. A real United Nations, united to serve God, led by the Messiah and based in Jerusalem.
Yeah, Trump's, what is that, Council of Peace or whatever?
And my feeling is that the United States under President Trump will be the first nation to join.
Oh, boy. Holy cow. Should be nice. Would be, instead of informal rule, it's not really informal anymore. It's more and more formal after October 7th, for sure, for the planet at least. Tucker Carlson, this is, he gets more and more bold by the hour.
American empire, which is dying, hastened by this war with Israeli empire. And one thing I notice, I can't contain myself and have to express it, but when you say that the Israelis are destroying Beirut, which is, having been to a lot of places in the world, one of the prettiest places on the globe, Beirut is just is a marvel. It's beautiful. It reminds me, and it's being destroyed by Israel, which is one of the single ugliest countries in the world. Nothing of beauty has been built there since 1948. Sorry.
Oh, God.
I've been everywhere in that country, and it's true. That the nature of this emerging empire is destructive, and it always seems like beautiful things wind up being destroyed. Europe, right? Beirut, parts of Syria, the holy sites. Parts of Iran are apparently beautiful, totally blown up. This does seem like a war on beauty as well, which next to truth is like, this is not an American perspective, but it's a Christian perspective and a real perspective. It's a global perspective. Beauty is worth preserving. And yet it seems the determined effort of the IDF to destroy beauty. And I just want to say that because I really notice it.
An effort to destroy beauty. sums up a lot about this enemy, doesn't it? It's generally what they're about. And this is at, I mean, basically, I took it from Richard Hanania. Let's see what Hanania, he's got a million views on this. They're going crazy over this. But, you know, this is war strike news. The U.S. and Israel bombed 20 schools and hospitals in Iran in 1 week. War Secretary Pete Hegseth boasted of unleashing death and destruction. I think they're just carpet bombing the whole entire country, and that's a challenge. Now, hold on here. The Russians are saying, I'm going to show you guys some stuff that's pretty wild. Apparently, Israel bombed the energy resources, the energy storage of Iran, and U.S. tells Israel what the fuck after Iran energy strikes. This is Axios, carried by Russia Today. Surprised and dismayed by strikes. Not a good ideal, U.S. official. Well, it's a giant escalation, because what you might end up with is Iran may really retaliate with their fourth generation. They were supposed to be on second generation. They're just going through as many missiles as they can and drones. But they have all kinds of shit up their sleeves. I mean, they've been preparing 40 years as well, and the last 20 have been, you know, ruthless. And now you've got a bunch of, they're at least five different levels deep. So no matter who you take out, they're going to be separated into all these different groups based on specialty, the Iranian army. And their commanders are going to go four and five deep. And so now, from the sounds of it, you're into these Gen X commanders that just do not give a fuck. They don't care. They've got underground bunkers. They're going to have plenty of food and water. They're going to have their underground cities. And they're going to be throwing it up. And they're going to keep until it's not. Now, they're coming up with this cope. It's like, well, Iran isn't throwing up as many drones and missiles. But it's become more lethal. We don't honestly know exactly what's going on. We don't know the exact number of casualties on either side. They're not telling us everything other than it's bad, you know. They say they're doing this to cut Iran's military off from resources, but the fact of the matter, and here's the facts, you're going to have a big problem because their partners are going to front them no matter what. Whatever they need, they're going to get fronted. The Chinese are going to get pissed off by this. What I'm worried about is what happens inside of America. Because America's enabling all this, of course, right? I mean, they're not going to be starting something if they don't have a president involved with them. It looks absolutely brutal. Not just evil, but stupid. This is Greg Johnson. I checked all the particular white nationalist outlets. There was no one saying that the optics of bombing all the little girls wasn't just, it's just idiotic. It's not a military target, but you know. Messing with young girls is kind of what these people do. Footage of the missile strike and the primary school of girls in the city of Manab. There are no pro-whites out there on the Iranian side that I can see. You guys might correct me, but no one that I would consider, you know. It's just, I'm sorry, on the Israeli side, or basically trying to split hairs over bombing little girls or anything like that. Yeah, it's war, but I think they intentionally did it. I think the Israelis just don't give a fuck. And let's take a look at, this is the actual Tomahawk missile hitting the school in Manab. Ooh. They're saying it's a Tomahawk. I can't tell if that's a Tomahawk. I have no expertise to tell. It looks like a missile to me, but I don't know if it's a Tomahawk. Ooh. False flag on civvies is a Jewish tactic. It's actually a corrupt government tactic. that's been around since the beginning of time. It's not just them, unfortunately, but I think they specialized it. I think they maybe specialized in it and perfected it. I do agree with that. I don't know any of our guys that support the other side. Yeah. I don't know either. I was just pointing out that article after article generally, you know, it's a war of aggression on Iran. They were obviously waiting for them. This is the war that most of you guys know I've been waiting for. This is the opening act. The big opening act. Now, the others were just skirmishes. This is the big one. I don't know if it's going to die down for a while. It may just grind on, and then it'll get to an explosive point, you know? So, I don't know what the missiles generally sound like, a giant whistle. The Revolutionary Guard hid an electronic intelligence and warfare site in an area of northern Iraq, and they're just hitting everything. The Russian intelligence or the Chinese intelligence or both are, every time the U.S. moves locations or command and control moves, they get hit again and again, supposedly. Now, again, one of the challenges with going through news reports, I don't know entirely what's true. We only know the direction, and Iran is fighting with all they have. And Israel's trying to take out Iran, and the empire's trying to take out Iran. Very expensive radar installation going down. And they will keep doing that with very inexpensive drones. Sneeko is shocked after seeing U.S. military tanks with the word kafir on them, which is the same word that the Antichrist will have on his forehead, supposedly. I didn't know that. Did you guys know that the Antichrist will have the word kafir on his forehead? You see, you got a lot of religious nuts in this.
Wow. Wow, bro. So, Hegseth has the kafir tattoo, which will be on the forehead of the Antichrist, and it's written on U.S. military tanks, right next to the crew.
There's a lot of people playing into this particular end game.
Crucifix. It's so backwards, right? Because they're turning this into a crusade. But the crusades were about reclaiming Jerusalem for the Christians, and Jerusalem is owned by the Jews. It's an Epstein crusade. It's just so backwards. It's so inverted. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know why they're putting that on tanks other than trying to be cute. Obviously, someone told them it's okay. You know? Oh, man. The extent of destruction of Tel Aviv and allowing Iran's retaliatory strikes. Okay. Let's take a look at Tel Aviv. This is, as best I know, accurate. This is Press TV. Doesn't mean it says Iranian propaganda, but as best I know, this is accurate. You get an idea of what's happening in Tel Aviv. And I'm guessing before it's over, depending on how long it goes, Tel Aviv will look like Gaza. Nuclear warning. What is Fox News? Fox News is giving out nuclear warning. Oh, God.
I want to start with something that U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff told Hannity last week during an interview. He said when the Iranians arrived at the negotiating table, they told the American delegation that they had 460 kilograms of 60% enriched uranium, enough to make 11 nuclear bombs. The way you enrich uranium is a process that as you get closer to weapons grade, the breakout time becomes much quicker. And so they were just a couple of weeks away from having weapons grade material that they could ultimately use in a nuclear weapon. And as we've seen, they have the ballistic missile capability. And if they could attach a nuclear warhead, that's when it becomes dangerous to the region. And that's what the United States and Israel wanted to stop. They didn't want Iran to get a nuclear weapon. Also at the negotiating table, the Iranians said they wanted a peaceful nuclear program. And then the Americans offered them unlimited nuclear fuel forever, and they rejected this offer. And so the concern was that this enriched uranium could be used to create a nuclear bomb that could threaten U.S. forces or U.S. allies in the region.
Well, here's the thing. Saudi Arabia has a partnership with Pakistan, which I'm guessing Pakistan will get pulled in. And the relationship has to revolve around Pakistani's nukes and Saudis either having access to them or having a nuclear partner like Pakistan, which is big-time Sunni Islam, launch against their opponents. Yeah, this sounds like another Iraq, weapons of mass destruction. Well, I'm sure Iran has to have things probably more dangerous to Israel, well, or as dangerous as nukes, because they have a pretty aggressive bio program. I just don't know what they have to hit the Jews with out of that. Do they have a Jew bomb? Because the Jews are supposedly have an Arab bomb. I don't know. We don't. This is Tehran this morning. Let's check it out. Everything's black there from all the burning fuel. And it looks like a disaster. This is morning. From all the burning fuel. Look at all the black soot on cars. All right, hold on here. Oh, wow. It's crazy. It's just bad news, and you'll see more videos here in a minute. This is one of the young servicemen they're saying died. U.S. serviceman being mourned across American social media. And there's going to be a good number of these guys that are brown. There's no doubt about that. I'm guessing there'll be some white ones. But if they're going to redo the Middle East, they're going to try to draft in America. But to draft in America, you're going to have some type of attack in America, which is, you know, a couple different things I would expect, potentially. Let's see what we've got here. This is the kid. All right. Let's see. There he is right there. He's obviously Corporal Kevin Melendez, Mexican, I'm sure, from somewhere in South America, I would imagine. He's a brownoid, Latin America, Latinx, and he was killed. You know, Ukraine is sending in their anti-drone corps. I wonder how many of those will get lost. They're sending in these these drone experts from Ukraine into the region. Zelensky is. They're still taking them. Get in the car, Mikola. You're going to protect Israel from the Shahids. The Shahids, of course, are the AK-47s of the sky now. But nonetheless, Zelensky is sending their big drone teams into the Middle East. Images of Tel Aviv after missile attacks from Iran. Now, this is Lord Bibo. He tries to have things correct, but we don't have the truth other than it's bad in Israel and getting worse. Well, no, it's really bad when they start evacuating into America.
So that's not the one we donated.
What do you guys think? You know? Yeah, it'll only be a matter of time before they're evacuating. Now, there is a lot of bullshit news as well. Iranian officials officially confirmed that U.S. air operation in Tehran failed. 173 American soldiers and officers from Delta Force. Yeah, it's all fake. lots of fake news coming out. It seems to be a form of psychological warfare, just kick out a bunch of fake news. Somewhat difficult to tell. Guys, I'm going to take a break and grab some water, take a short intermission here, and then we'll get back after some news. I appreciate the support. Be back in a couple minutes here. Okay, we are back. I'm going to grab some water. Let's look at some more of these particular clips. This is in Bahrain. Now, again, this is also fake news as best I can tell, but this is actually a believable scenario. Bahrain is like a group of Shias run by a Sunni dictator, and this is supposedly a revolt ongoing, which I'm guessing could happen. So something that's always been speculated about because the U.S. is dependent on Bahrain for a lot of different things or was in the area. Now, I would imagine the U.S. is going to leave the area eventually or get kicked out.
ونستعرض الأحمر خيلاً أمامنا فلا تعتلي التي نستجيدها كتقليل ثوب كثيرة تزيد المنايا عندنا وتجيبها.
It's what war looks like. Now, this is where it gets crazy. Caroline Levitt refuses to rule out initiating a draft and send Americans to fight for Israel. Let's see what they're really saying here. My guess is if they're going to redo the Middle East, that's the neocon dream, is to draft a bunch of Americans and run a new colonial office for the Middle East. But to do that, you're going to have a giant terrorist attack on American soil. So, oh, did I hit the wrong one. Let me get my face out of here so we can listen to what she's saying here. It looks like on Fox News.
Mothers out there are worried that we're going to have a draft, that they're going to see their sons get in and daughters get involved in this. What do you want to say about the president's plans for troops on the ground? As we know, it's been largely an air campaign up until now.
It has been, and it will continue to be, and President Trump wisely does not remove options off of the table. I know a lot of politicians like to do that quickly, but the president, as commander-in-chief, wants to continue to assess the success of this military operation. It's not part of the current plan right now, but the president, again, wisely keeps his options on the table.
All right, that's kind of a standard response. It's not on the it's not on the table now, but the president keeps all things on the all options open. I the draft would be very difficult, but if there was a large enough terrorist attack on American soil, I could see them trying to do it, because you know that Israel would want to do that. There's so much burning in the Middle East that I just don't know what our losses are there. How many soldiers are in the Middle East and what are the losses? We don't know. We just don't know. I think we got a number of soldiers surging into the area, but can you even insert troops into the Middle East without them getting wiped out? I mean, the Iraq war, you had Kuwait and you staged through Kuwait and so on and so forth, etc. You wouldn't be able to stage at all without getting wiped out. Oh, man, this is the White House, though. This is crazy stuff. The commander-in-chief with this Zoomer type, what is this, GTA? Is this Grand Theft Auto? This is what it looks like to me.
Oh, shit. Here we go again. Oh, shit. Here we go again. Oh, shit. Here we go again.
This is on the White House X feed. Not very good. Not very presidential. Gas crisis fears. Here's the big problem. The problem that we know is going to happen. Britain has 2 days' worth of gas stored up, sparking fears of supply shortage as Iran shuts down the Straits of Hormuz and bombards gas and oil refineries. How convenient. For the green agenda. That's like a 10-year-old meme. I don't know. The White House has all these Gen Z guys running around there. Oil futures 108 a barrel now. I don't think it's opened up yet, has it? You know what? We'll look it up. But there is going to be a gas problem. I mean, I filled up today. I plan on filling up every time I get a chance. Let me see if they've actually brought on. Was it 107? Yeah. It looks like it is. Looks like we're open here. Holy cow. It's oil futures opening up right there. It opened up above 90 and raced above 100. It looks like it peaked at 100 and what is that? 112, 111. Now it's at 107. How high could it go? 200, 150? America does have quite a bit of oil stored. In fact, America is independent right now. That's probably why they didn't give a shit if Israel started this shit right now. Yeah, that's horrendous gap. $10,000, $15,000 a contract on a straight-up futures. China, I don't know how big of a supply China has, but you've got a lot of countries that aren't energy independent like America. America is more energy independent now than it ever has been, apparently, in decades. Yeah, a lot of people can see oil going above 200. You know, it's going to be crazy. Iranian TV correspondent reports live from bombed oil depots. And you guys should be prepared for anything here.
بنزین رو وقتی میزنه میخواد شما مردم اذیت بشید. میخواد کارهای نظامی نیست. بنزین برای مردمه. بنزین برای اینی که
Look at that fire.
ماشین‌های شما ماشین‌های امدادی و آمبولانس‌های شما راحت در چرخ بچرخه. اینجا قول قمیلایی البته
Of course, it is oil burning. I don't know what it takes to get these things back online, to get the equipment back online from shut down oil fields. China has about 250 days worth, allegedly. I think America has, well, America's energy independent, so. Didn't we gain control of all that Venezuelan oil? Yeah, but it can't be, I'm guessing we control it, but it can't be processed that easily, and we don't need it. We've got all kinds of our own, apparently. What they were doing is trying to starve China of energy because they're going to move from Iran to China. China may be the big act, for all I know. But it looks like that the empire is caught in a classic pincer move. It's being sucked into the Middle East. And as it gets sucked into the Middle East, it is, Now, keep in mind that when Iran got hit, this was the oil... This is the big oil processing facility in Haifa. I think I pronounced it right, Haifa. H-A-I-F-A. My Hebrew's off. You'll have to forgive me. Now, I don't know if this is a simulation or whatnot, but the oil refining in Israel was hit hard. So Israel, you have these desalination plants, they're hitting, no water. You know, you can go quite a ways without food, but you ain't going more than a few days without water. So this is the problem. We'll know when Israelis start showing up in America. 9 days of war, 4,500 strikes, and Iran still firing. Here's what no one's telling you. The most detailed battlefield map dropped, and the numbers are staggering. In 9 days, the U.S. and Israel launched 4,500 strikes across Iran. Iran has fired back 3,500 vectors, including 905 missiles. Lots of drones as well. After 4,500 strikes, Iran is still retaliating. Iran's Navy gone, sunk in ports at sea. Iran's Air Force obliterated. Their air bases destroyed. Iran's leadership targeted. Decision-making centers hit. Iran's oil depots all being targeted tonight. Several U.S. and Israeli drones shot down over Iran. But Iran struck four THAAD radars, blinding the region's entire air defense system. So Iran basically, according to this, keeps striking our particular THAAD radars, blinding the regions. I would imagine anyone at those radar stations is dead. Or wounded. Iran hit civilian airports in Azerbaijan, cutting the only direct air route between Europe and Asia. Kuwait airport, Bahrain ports, Gulf oil infrastructure all burning. IRGC still has hundreds of thousands of armed men across multiple regions. Straits of Hormuz still shut. The U.S. destroyed 70% of Iran's missile launchers, supposedly, but Iran's territory is vast and mountainous, meaning retaliatory strikes will continue from positions you can't see on satellite and you can't bomb what you can't find. They're showing you destroyed Iranian air bases and calling it total victory. They're not showing you the USS Gerald R. Ford left the Mediterranean and is racing through the Suez Canal to the Gulf because the strait is still not open. France deployed 12 warships and took NATO command of the Eastern Mediterranean because someone has to fill the gap. The GHW Bush carrier is being deployed as reinforcement. Britain's Royal Navy has zero ships on site. Both aircraft carriers still docked. If this war was going as planned, why is the entire Western naval fleet being redeployed? The coming weeks decide everything. Does the U.S. have enough munitions to continue? Can Iran sustain retaliatory strikes? Well, only time can answer that. The Iranian missiles launched recently altered the radar path mid-atmosphere for stealth, avoiding areas that triggered the enemy air. We don't know if this is true. This is what Iran's putting out. But they are hitting shit. Tehran at sunrise today, I guess showed you this already. Everything's black from all the oil burning. Iran says it has it's ready for a 6-month bloodbath with the U.S. I would believe them. In terms of armament, both in strategy and tactics. Now, this is Iranian general. The arsenal of heavy missiles, ballistic cruise missiles, various drones, and attack vessels have been prepared and appropriate for a large scale, full scale war. A prolonged war.
تامین شده. نیروهای مسلح
powerful armed forces
توانمند ما
of the Islamic Republic
مقتدر جمهوری اسلامی حداقل برای یک جنگ تمام عیار 6 ماهه پر شد
6 months of high intensity
با همین ریتم
full scale war
آمادگی کامل
at the current pace.
موشکایی که تا کنون ما
the missiles we have used so far
استفاده کردیم عمده
mostly belong to the first and second generations.
عمدتاً تولید
they were primarily produced in
سالهای 90
the years 2012-2013. So they haven't got to their good stuff yet.
یک و دو و سه هست و در 10 سال
in fact we have not used the missiles that have been produced.
ما اصلا استفاده نکردیم.
Over the past 10 years at all.
کردیم.
Wow.
در شرایطی که تولید در سال
even though production in recent years has increased several times.
چند برابر شده در فاصله بین جنگ 12
Now what Israel and America are trying to do is they're trying to make sure that they can't get above ground to fire them. Maybe that's a strategy, but they have to have a lot of stuff hidden in those mountains. In other words, they've got to come up above ground from the mountains to fire them. And when they do try to come up, they get them. They're trying to fire them before they can fire. Basically, bomb them before they can be fired. Oh, so Israel's main oil refinery, revenge hit by doomsday, Khyber. Solid fuel missiles. All right, let's take a look at this. So these guys basically are burning down. Israel keeps increasing the escalating against Iran, and Iran's escalating against them. Israel's main refinery hit. There you go. Lindsey Graham tells America to be prepared for a great reset and to stay tuned for a war against Cuba. Holy shit.
Not looking for a fair fight. If we get in a fight, I want to win it. I want to win it quick. I'm in Miami. You see this hat? Free Cuba. Stay tuned. The liberation of Cuba is upon us. It's just a matter of time now. You see this hat? Make Iran great. President Trump said the only way to make Iran great is for the people to take over. We're marching through the world. We're cleaning out the bad guys.
The people are taking over, guys.
We're going to have relationships with new people that will make us prosperous and safe.
New people will make us prosperous.
I've never seen anybody like it. This is Ronald Reagan plus. Donald Trump is resetting the world in a way nobody could have dreamed of a year ago. He is the greatest commander-in-chief of all time. Our military is the best of all time.
This guy's crazy.
We're marching through the world. We're cleaning out the bad guys. We're going to have relationships.
Gets you excited, doesn't it?
With new people that will make us prosperous and safe. I've never seen anybody like it. This is Ronald Reagan Plus. Donald Trump is resetting the world in a way nobody could have dreamed of a year ago. He is the greatest commander.
Barron Trump is too tall to be drafted. He's 6'9".
Commander-in-chief of all time. Our military is the best of all time.
This guy's too much. All right, that was the same one. After losing key facilities at Ali al-Salam, U.S. forces shifted their command and control operations into public social insurance building in Kuwait, treating a soft civilian structure like a temporary nerve center. A swarm of Iranian suicide drones crushed it. You can see the collapse in the footage. This wasn't just a hit on a building. It was a hit on a fallback command and control node the Americans thought was hidden enough to survive. Instead, it shows how fast the posture is unraveling and how easily Iran is tracking every adaptation they attempt. So no sooner what they're claiming that they moved command and control, they're getting hit again. We have to be taking losses in this stuff. And this is due to Russian intelligence as well as Chinese intelligence, we have to assume. Again, this was a command and control node that Americans moved into an insurance building thinking it was hidden in Kuwait, and they got hammered by drones almost immediately. Well, I don't know what's at command and control. I would imagine it's multiracial, but we're not hearing anything. There's got to be some deaths involved in this. Indian worker in Israel reveals that the media won't show you. At least 10 homes are destroyed and dozens killed. These strikes in Israel, of course, are a lot worse than they're telling us. They got these Indian workers there that are filming stuff. You know, they've imported them from India. I hope they import all of India into Israel.
मिसाइल गिरने के बाद ये रेस्क्यू कार्य चल रहा है जो लोग मरे हैं उनको
Again, you can't understand him, but you can actually see the destruction of and this is Israel where he's a temporary worker or whatever that is, a slave.
इस बॉडी को निकाला जा रहा है.
Is that a building in Israel that was burning? No. That was a building in Kuwait that was a command and control structure that got shifted into an insurance building that they hit immediately after hitting the prior one. Hold on here. Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov calls out the spineless Gulf states. A group of Arab states on whose behalf you are speaking did in fact issue warnings. Many Arab monarchies publicly stated that the situation should not be pushed toward a military solution. Yeah, that's what they were saying publicly. That they would not allow their airspace to be used. But then everything began despite your repeated calls to the United States and Israel.
Многократно адресованным Соединенным Штатам и Израилю призывом. Вы осудили то, что...
Did you condemn the U.S. and Israeli actions?
Что начали делать Соединенные Штаты и Израиль. И, скажем, осудили...
Did you condemn the bombing of 170 schoolgirls?
Смерть 170 девочек в школе. Я слышал, кстати, что...
I've heard that your countries, I believe, even Bahrain.
Ваши страны, по-моему, даже Бахрейн. Сейчас хотите
резолюцию... Are planning to submit a resolution to the UN Security Council with language along the lines you just mentioned.
...в Совете Безопасности ООН внести. Вот в том духе, о котором вы сказали. Осудить агрессию Ирана, не говоря ничего.
It would condemn Iran's aggression without saying a word about the actions of the United States and Israel.
Ни единого слова про действия США.
Basically, these Gulf state countries are looking like just another version of Israel that aren't as aggressive publicly. We call for a united front in favor of ending this war. Simply saying that Iran has no right to respond effectively means that you're encouraging the United States and Israel to continue.
That Iran не имеет права ничего делать означает, что вы, ну, фактически в открытую, поощряете Соединенные Штаты и Израиль продолжать.
Intriguing. Inquiring minds want to know what comes next. Iran president says forces told not to attack nearby states. Basically, we won't attack any of our neighbors if they you know, won't attack us or something along those lines. It didn't hold together. Those Arab states are definitely going to attack them. Iran's president said he instructed the military not to attack any country that isn't striking the Islamic Republic. Well, the problem is that those countries harbor U.S. bases, and that's what they're hitting at. A lot of Russians in Israel, well, they'll be going back to Russia, I would imagine. Khomeini's son, Motaba, named as new Iranian supreme leader. Now Israel's already threatening his life, saying they won't accept any Iranian leader. Trump, when asked if U.S. bombed an Iranian desalination plant, they're among the most evil people on earth. Hold on. Let me just play what he says. This guy sounds nuts.
Iran today accused the U.S. of hitting a desalination plant in Iran. They said that might open the door to other strikes on infrastructure, non-military.
That must also open the door to other strikes against them.
Look, can you respond to that allegation? Did the U.S. hit the desalination?
They are among the most evil people ever on earth. They cut babies' heads off. They chop women in half.
Oh, God.
What they did, take a look at October 7th. Take a look at what they've done over the last 47 years. So I know nothing about a desalinization plant other than to say, if they're complaining about a desalinization plant, we can...
Oh, did they kill Motaba already? Has he been announced dead? Wait a minute. Hold on, let's look this up. How did I miss that? Oh, they're saying he killed, okay. 28 minutes ago? Oh my God. Motaba Khomeini, some Ayatollah killed in U.S.-Israeli strikes, named Iran's new supreme leader. Okay, so they're not saying, man, this is 28 minutes ago. Okay, it's crazy. Wow. All right. Hold on. Let's go to Drudge. Is Drudge even carrying this? Leaked intel. I got that coming up. Crazy. The news is changing so fast. I know that they're not naming who's going to be a leader. So I did see that come out. But I didn't know this guy had been killed. Their actual structure is a political leader that's a supreme commander. And they go in 4 and 5 deep on every position, maybe more. Just nuke DC. Let's listen to the Cajun rant, then we'll get back to some more war news. Let's see what we got here.
Look, you fat fuck Trump, if you listen to this, you listen good, because what I'm getting ready to say is what a lot of people in this country speak for, who I speak for. And I speak for a lot of fucking people. You hear me, you fat asshole? This is what we believe. You're right. I got Trump derangement syndrome. I hate the motherfucker. And you know what? I don't want to get rid of it. I don't want to get better. I want to get worse. I want to hate him more. I pray to God in heaven, God rain the righteous rain of Trump derangement syndrome on me. Pray for me, Lord. I'm your vessel on this earth. Pray for the people that listen to this. We want more. We want to hate the son of a bitch so much that we can't see straight. Look, you fat fuck Trump, if you listen to this, you listen good, because what I'm getting ready to say is what a lot of people in this country speak for, who I speak for. And I speak for a lot of fucking people. You hear me, you fat asshole? This is what we believe. You're right.
Yeah, he did work for another pedo, Clinton.
I got Trump derangement syndrome. I hate the motherfucker. And you know what? I don't want to get...
This is American TV right now. Donald Trump's demise recap. Occidental descent. Pretty good overview. No deal with Iran except unconditional surrender. Now, Tucker did a particular bit on this talking about unconditional surrender means foreigners come in and rape your wife and daughters. And he's right about that. Think World War II. No, we have a negative number for February non-farm payroll, a loss. Yeah, the economy's not going to go well in America. A record number of people tap their 401ks. Economy's going really south. Brent crude up. We're going to immediately be shoved into a recession / depression almost immediately. Cost of shipping crude oil from the U.S. to Asia skyrocketing. So I will not apologize for supporting Trump and being persecuted for it for over 10 years. Alex Jones. Dead in the water, anti-war GOP feel abandoned by Trump. House Speaker Mike Johnson on Iran. We're not at war. We have no intention of being at war. Oh, these guys. Trump's got problems, but here's the thing. If he's in big trouble and there's a false flag or an actual terrorist attack, America has some serious enemies on the planet, and we don't know what they have in America. Because they've had decades of open borders to put whatever they want in here, right? So, if America gets hit, not only could you have a draft, also you're going to not have elections. Watch. That may be the Israeli game. Just call off the elections now that you got your orange dictator. What do you guys think? Speculation. Tucker Carlson flew to D.C. 3 times in an attempt to convince Trump not to go to war with Iran. Well, he failed. Let's listen to what he has to say.
As I said, I flipped to D.C. 3 times in the last month to try to convince Trump not to. This didn't work. It happens. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, boy, this is not going to get better. So then I think I'll fly up again and ask him. I mean, I don't know if anyone else is doing it, so I'm going to try. To just declare victory and go home. Like you killed an 86-year-old cleric, let's just call that a win and then pull back. And so then meantime, he got convinced to denounce me. Okay. I don't care. I'm going to fly up anyway and see him, right? Even though it's like denouncing me. So I call over there to see, you know, call someone who knows him to see. I said, I'm just going to fly up anyway and tell him this because I think it's so important. And the person says, don't bother because he's being shown polling. That this war is like a 90-10 win for him. And I said, I don't know where that polling is coming from. It's like, I guess you could make any kind of poll. And it's he's watching Fox News, which is telling him the same thing. And he's getting fake polling. I guess they're only polling Sean Hannity's viewers or something. And so I'm not sure that there's a sense, as if this was yesterday, because I was getting so agitated and worried. I don't think that there's a sense that this is unpopular. Like, I think there's an information vacuum here.
There's a massive information vacuum. And, you know, for the president and the administration who declared victory based on internet and vibes and podcasts, let's take a survey, shall we, of every podcast that he appeared on. And how do they feel about the Iran conflict? You can look very clearly for yourself. You can look at a lot of the polling of that same demographic, which they were very excited about. Young men in particular, how are they feeling about this conflict? And, you know, if you were saying 90-10, it's not even true in the Republican sense. I mean, the latest one that I saw was like 72% Republicans, which, by the way, Mr. President and everybody in the administration, Bush had 93 for Iraq. And how did that turn out for him? So let's not put all of our eggs in the basket of just because.
we see these Republican presidents, like Bush was a great example. They go to war with outrageous approval rating. They always seem to have outrageous approval rating from Republicans, at least in war. But the economy is the problem. Dictator Trump is going to be a problem. Everyone assumes on our side, well, they're going to be election and Democrats are going to take over. Don't be so sure. A lot can happen between now and then where, yeah, he could be impeached, probably save the planet from something. But then again, it may go the other direction too. You could have Trump dictator, might not be impeached. Maybe there won't be an election. One giant attack on North America, North American soil, something crazy. Just don't know what can happen. So Gavin Newsom and all those guys saying Trump is over, you would think. But he's in with the Jews. And this can go a few rounds for sure. 80% of the U.S. population doesn't support the war, according to other polls. That's true. 54% of MAGA supposedly don't support it. Well, there's always weird polls coming out when presidents start a war. And if it's a Republican president, they're generally going to be behind it. Democrats, not so much, you know. Now, of course, what I expect in America is things are going to get dangerous. I know there was a bomb thrown at some kind of something or other. Hold on. Kansas airport evacuated over potential threat. There's going to be all kinds of crazy shit going on. We've got all these enemies on the planet. White House blocks intelligence report warning of rising U.S. homeland terror threat linked to Iran war. Yeah, here's your FBI guy. And your FBI guy's supposedly blocking. Well, whatever's here is already here. It's already smart enough to stay here and be deeply embedded. And like I said, I've been saying for quite some time that if America ends up looking like Ukraine, it wouldn't surprise me with all the enemies we have on this planet and all the bullshit we do to piss people off. I mean, Chinese, the Russians, some cutout group, all the above, the Iranians. These are serious, serious people, and they've had decades to think up some kind of alternative on our soil. It's a problem. NYPD bomb squad investigating an East 92nd Street and Easton Avenue about six blocks from Gracie Mansion. Basically, what happened was there was a bomb thrown by Muslims at an anti-Muslim protest. And again, don't have a clue what's true, but I'm just reporting it. Americans outraged at the price of domestic flights, saying a flight from New York to Florida should never exceed $500.
Over $500. I believe there needs to be a cap set.
Well, get ready for very, very expensive flights everywhere. What's up, Mary Jane? Cheers to you. Thank you very much. We do have on Sam Melia on this Friday. He's out of jail, so I look forward. I've never met him before. We'll be talking to him. And if you guys don't have extra food and water, I would take it very seriously. You're pretty much on your own. You're smart enough to know that. You're smart enough to know all the players. But this is the war that we're waiting for, because it is a game changer. It's definitely burning down the Middle East. And our race will definitely probably put in some kind of consolidation, maybe two or three consolidations. Who knows? Did you pop up the message twice or was that a lag? Oh, what's up, Vampire Frog? No, I just popped it up once. There it is right there. I just popped it up once, sir. You know? Yeah, Sam has been out for a bit, but he's finally free to talk. Yeah, he has been out, but he's under some type. He was under, what do they call that in the UK when you're out, but you're under all these restrictions? Parole of, what is it called? you go on, you guys are going to say? He was under some kind of gag order? I don't know. It was a gag order. Probation, I guess. I don't know if there's a fancy UK name for it. Here it would just be probation. Yeah, as part of his house arrest, he can't do certain things. It's really fucked up. He can't be an activist, basically, over stickers. Yeah, a lot of people listen to the show from whiterabbitradio.net, or they come in afterwards and listen, so on and so forth, etc. Still got a lot of guys that download MP3s. Although Sunday shows, I normally don't convert. I'll have to start converting it. Yeah, he's on some type of probation where we'll go over the rules this Friday. I don't know what they are. Israel planned this war for 40 years. Everything else is a smokescreen. The UNS review, good article. Definitely true. The problem for Israel is that everyone else has been planning on this war with them for 40 years. You know, they're waiting for their Messiah to come out. And who knows what type of technology they're going to be unleashing. I expect to see it all, believe it or not. Why not? Why not? Israeli military says it will pursue any successor to Khomeini. Well, you got to know who he is, but yeah, they're definitely going to go crazy, no doubt about it. Intel report warns large-scale war unlikely to oust Iran's regime. This is Washington Post. I mean, what happens if you just level the place to the ground and the Iranian military is still in their big bases underground and the Shia just keep firing shit from their giant mountain bases that they've been building for 40 years? You know? Project Bluebeam, I think they got more wild stuff than that. I think they got a few surprises as we go a few rounds. So, you know. That's how it goes. Benjamin Netanyahu announces he's a major surprise for Iran that will completely destabilize the country. Well, they better have something. I hate to know what it is, though. As for what we will do next in Iran, now this would all be coordinated with America, I would assume, but who knows? Choose what they do, what they want. We have a detailed plan. With many surprises to destabilize the regime. And enable change. We have many more targets. And I will not elaborate. But the Revolutionary Guard operatives, those who oppress the Iranian people, yeah, those who oppress the Iranian people, guys. You are in our sights. For those who lay down their weapons will not be harmed. You believe them? Those who do not lay down their arms, their blood is on their own hands. They're probably going to hit it with some type of next generation weapons. Who knows? Get rid of those pagers. Yeah, I mean, you can't go to any meetings. How many meetings have they been to that has been blown up? You can't, the empire is not agreement capable. They're just capable of bombing you. Lebanon's health minister says 83 children among almost 400 killed in a week of conflict between Hezbollah and Israel. So the death totals in Iran are rising. Death tolls in Lebanon are rising. We don't know what the death total is in Israel. We know it's there, though. We don't know what the death total is among U.S. servicemen, but it's got to be. It's got to be the reports out of hospitals say it's just nothing but a lot of U.S. bodies. I just don't know what's true. I mean, all those missiles hitting all those, I mean, these are also highly skilled soldiers running radar installations and stuff like that. So losing them hurts. Zog is the only oppressors there. Well, they attacked Iran. Israel's declaring it's going to do terrorism. I don't know what they have planned, and I don't know what they have in their arsenal. That's the problem. Iranian Kurdish militia buys 50 land cruisers in Erbil amid rising tensions. They're going to try to hit Iran with probably Kurds, which you know, they proved that they're like the most Jewish group outside of Israel in the world. They have like the most Jewish genetics. Did you guys read that? So there's a lot of problems in Europe. The problem will be energy related. It's going to get dicey. You could have a lot of refugees. That's usually par for the course. I mean, you're not going to be able to get on flights and you're not going to be able to get on boats very easily. It's just nothing but going to be a disaster zone as of right now. You know, Iran, Germany, and the end of the rules-based order. Yeah, it isn't a rules-based order. It's might is right. Some two-thirds of Germany planned deportations fail to take place. Do I think the Israelis want civil war in Europe and America? Yeah, they want to defeat Islam. So their goal, I just don't know how they'd go about it, but why not, basically, is my thinking. Their goal would be to basically get Islam kicked out of Europe and to get Islam kicked out of America. And so they could basically do whatever they want in regards to greater Israel. That's my guess. After all, they're bringing in Indians right now, and Indians aren't Muslims. But that's just my guess. Some two-thirds of Germany planned deportations failed to take place. Yeah, so much for German deportations. Two-thirds don't even take place. Zelensky's threat to send soldiers to Orbán's address. AfD co-leader says a dam has to burst in Europe. We have a lot of threats going around between these different groups in charge. I mean, Zog's on all sides of it. So it's hard to make heads or tails. But there's some guys like Orbán and Zelensky's that legitimately don't like each other. I don't trust any of them. Yeah, we don't vote. So since we don't vote, we have a right to complain. I mean, if you guys do vote, I don't know anyone that votes that takes it seriously that's pro-white anyways. You know? Kamala wouldn't have gotten into a war. It's hard to think she wouldn't have been blackmailed somehow. I don't know. Israel's going to do what Israel's going to do. I've never seen anyone really stop them. I've never seen anyone in America stop them, at least. It's been decades. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Christopher Landau in the middle of New Delhi told Indians that India will not be allowed to develop to the point where it compete with the U.S. This ought to be funny. Last couple news pieces, and then I'll see you guys on Wednesday probably.
But again, India should understand that we're not going to make the same mistakes with India that we made with China 20 years ago in terms of saying, oh, you know, we're gonna let you be able to develop all these markets, and then the next thing we know, you're beating us in a lot of commercial things. We're going to make sure that whatever we do, it's fair to our people, because ultimately we have to be accountable to our own people, just as the government of India has to be accountable to its.
So basically, Megatron is complaining that they're not selling it. He's saying the days of selling everything out to India are unsustainable, that we have to have some things in America. That didn't seem as bad as they were billing it. Intriguing. But the everyone's coming out with these anti-drone. This is out of China. This is kind of wild. They're going to need a lot of this stuff in the Middle East. I don't know how big of a drone this could take out. But check this out. Fires from some kind of, it's like a AR upper. All right, worked up. This is over there in Ukraine. These guys are heading to the Middle East. So, I don't know. They had so much time to plan for the drones. But everything's been degraded in America, so, you know. There are tons of ways you can take out a drone, a net, an amp, fucking microwave, scatter gun. They got drones that get around a lot of that stuff. Every time we invent something, they invent new ways to get around them. Shotguns work as well on some drones if they're close, but, you know, you don't want to get them so close. High speed, guns, sure, there's a few different ways. 60 Minutes details classified intelligence mission that discovered a new kind of weapon built by a foreign adversary. This is that Havana Syndrome weapon that scrambles the CIA's brains.
The worst pain I have ever felt, it felt like a vice gripping my brainstem.
I'm guessing Israel's going to hit Iran with something like this, but that's just a guess.
The worst pain I have ever felt, it felt like a vice gripping my brainstem was there. And it
He's one of many U.S. government officials who tell us they were hit out of nowhere by an overpowering force that inflicts lifelong disabilities.
I immediately felt fullness in my head and just a piercing headache.
The decade-long mystery may be solved. 60 Minutes has details of a classified intelligence mission that discovered a new kind of weapon built by a foreign adversary.
I mean, if we acknowledge that this was a state actor that was doing this, it is essentially a declaration of war against the United States.
The worst...
Was it aliens, though? That's what I want to know. China's just officially released something that changes everything. See what's going on in China.
Well, because if you've been focusing on the Iran story, something just happened you're probably unaware of. China just released something that Google and IBM never would. The actual operating system that controls quantum computers. Origin Quantum is based in China's Hefei province, and they created the nation's first domestically developed quantum computing operating system. The platform supports multiple technological pathways. We're talking superconducting, ion trap, and neutral atom quantum processing. But that's not the point. It's open source. It's been released to the public. You can download it and run it locally. But what about IBM Qiskit? That is an SDK. Think of it as a programming framework. Origin Pilot is a full quantum OS. For the first couple months, people are going to download this to get around IBM cloud costs. But in the next couple years, you're talking bifurcation. You've got the US quantum ecosystem, and then you've got the Chinese open source quantum ecosystem.
China's going to win that. Because it's open source. People always love open source.
System. This goes back to what I've been telling you guys about the
if it's true.
AI race. Modern China does a better job than we do of fitting the classic utopian American tech ethos. So you tell me, who's going to start picking up more market share in the most important technological innovation?
We'll have to see. Yeah, I mean, the empire does not like open source, that's for damn sure. But, you know, Germany's releasing a smartphone, or Europe's releasing smartphones running on Linux and stuff like that. Everyone wants to get around the U.S. software monopoly, from the iOS's to the Microsofts, so on and so forth. Too many greedy Jews in U.S. tech? Well... they're going to be everywhere. Everywhere you can imagine. NASA successfully kicks asteroid off course. This is big news, actually. They kicked an asteroid off course in Earth defense test. Doing some kind of space defense. They're going to go to space. That'd be a wild morning, depending on what they do. But that'll be on the agenda. Right along with this this war. Might they do it at the same time? I don't know. Sometime, but big finale with Iran, then go to space with some kind of something crazy. Anything's possible. The money's been put into the tech. The memes are out there. No one believes anything, though, so I don't know what it would look like. But I'll be here that morning, though. Where it gets even more intriguing is when they go off world with something crazy. An asteroid's going to hit Earth and we got to hit it with something. Could be. we're being invaded by Martians. That'd be funny. No. But anyways, guys, I'll be back Wednesday either here or on the paywall. You guys stay safe. And stay safe and take care. Cheers.